Now for our story. When Jessie Ward got home last night, she did an unprecedented thing. She departed from the nightly ritual that she always so carefully observed as a shield to ward off the approaching years and simply got to bed. Ben Calvert's secretary was happier than she'd been in a long time. She'd been promising herself that she'd find some way to get the upper hand over Ben, and now she thought she was about to get her answer. She had an idea. She wasn't entirely positive yet, but she felt if she thought about it long enough, the pieces would fall into place. It had to do with the trip Ben's daughter was making, with the incongruity of the fact that Kit was taking so little luggage for such a long stay. And it had to do with something else she'd seen when she'd paid a visit to Kit last night. Yes, Jessie Ward thought she'd soon have her answer. Now this morning, it's a little before 9 as Jessie walks briskly across Wakefield's town square. To her surprise, the door of the Calvert Real Estate and Loan Company is unlocked.
Jessie?
Yes, just a moment. Well, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What are you doing down so early?
I couldn't sleep much last night, so this morning I thought I might as well get up, get down here and get some work done.
Did the rain bother you?
Hmm.
Quite a storm, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, there's something I want to ask you.
What?
Well, perhaps I shouldn't. I have a feeling you aren't in a very affable mood today.
Well, I've never known that to stop you. What is it you want, Jessie?
Well, I think maybe I'd like to take a little vacation.
Why, for heaven's sake?
Oh, I don't know exactly. Maybe it's contagious. But when I was by Kit's last night, seeing her pack, hearing her talk about...
You were at Kit's?
Yes, I had her train tickets for her.
And you were able to reserve the space, huh? When is she leaving?
The end of the week. You know, I have the strangest feeling, Ben.
What about?
Oh, I don't know, but for some reason, I feel that Kit doesn't really want to go out to California.
So you've noticed that, too, huh? Then why in heaven's name is she going?
Well, don't look at me. All I know is that when people go someplace, it's either because they want to or they have to.
What do you mean by that, have to?
Nothing. I'm just thinking out loud.
Jessie, have you any idea what's behind all this?
Heavens, Ben, how could I? I'm certainly the last person in the world Kit would confide in. All I know is what she tells me, that she feels the need for a change. And maybe that's all there is to it. After all, Kit's tried to make herself over ever since she married Bill Meade. She's lived in a fashion that's completely contrary to her training. Maybe the strain's gotten her down.
You don't believe that any more than I do. I was at Kit's myself last night.
Oh, yes, she did mention you'd been there.
I don't know what's wrong. I can't get Kit to talk to me as she used to. I don't know why, unless it's because of something that happened several weeks ago. She said it was unforgivable of me not to have told her. But I don't think she really meant that.
Not to have told her what?
Well, I suppose you might as well know. You're perfectly cognizant of the whole story anyway. A couple of weeks ago, I finally told Kit Jessie about the Bowmans, her mother's people. Told her that whole business.
Oh, Ben, you didn't. Well, this is a surprise. After all the trouble you've gone to...
I know. But it gradually dawned on me how much Kit was talking about having a child, about wanting one. First, I thought it was just talk. And she was really getting serious. So I told her the whole thing. Explained to her why she shouldn't run the risk of having any children. I thought it would be better if I did it rather than Bill.
Oh, I see.
And I must admit, Jessie, that you were right.
How do you mean?
Kit took it splendidly. Naturally, it was a shock, but I think she was more upset that I had kept it from her than by the fact themselves.
Really?
Yes. Kit's a very well-balanced person. She's a realist like me. That's why I say I should have realized that I should have told her long ago. But anyway, she didn't seem too terribly upset by what I said.
Well, Kit doesn't always let her emotions show on the surface.
Yes, I know. That's what I got to thinking about. I thought maybe what I had told her cut more deeply than she let on.
Well, after all, if you're married and want children, it's a very tragic thing to learn.
Yes. I talked to her about it last night. She insisted that it had nothing to do with her going away. So if she isn't upset about that, what's left?
I'm sure I wouldn't know.
Was Bill home when you were there?
No, he came just as I was leaving. I didn't get to speak to him.
What do you mean, why didn't you speak to him?
Well, I was already in my car. I just saw Peggy drive up and let him out.
Peggy? Peggy Douglas? Jesse, are you sure?
Well, I think so. What's there to get so excited about, Ben?
Of all the inane remarks, you know I felt the trouble had arisen between Bill and Kit and that Peggy Douglas was at the bottom of it. So she brought him home.
You know, you may be trying to make something out of whole cloth. After all, the boy does go by that farm on his way to and from camp.
Yeah, I know.
And if he was caught in the rain last night, well, maybe he stopped in there, and maybe Peggy was coming into town and gave him a lift.
Too many maybes, Jesse.
And after all, Ben, if two people have something to hide, well, she certainly wouldn't bring him to his front door.
Well, I'm going to find out about this.
You won't get anything out of Kit. I should think that would be obvious to you by now.
I'm not going to talk to Kit.
And another thing, if I were you, I'd be careful about stirring up trouble where maybe there isn't any.
I'm not going to stir up trouble. I'm going to prevent it.
Ben, where are you going?
Over to the bank to see David Bowman.
What? But why?
Because in spite of everything, Jesse, I think my esteemed brother-in-law still has some feeling for a blood relationship. And he's certainly close to the Lane household.
Well, don't tell me you're going to ask a favor of him.
No. All I want is a little information. Good morning, David.
Oh. Good morning, Ben.
I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Certainly. Come on in. Sit down, Ben. What can I do for you?
It's not what you can do for me, David. It's what you can do for your niece.
How do you mean?
You know Kit's leaving for California.
I've heard something about it, yes.
It's doubtless the whole town stalking by now. And you probably know why she's leaving.
No, I haven't the slightest idea. I imagine just because she wants to make the trip.
At least that's the reason Kit gives for the trip.
You sound as if you had reason not to believe her.
I have. I wouldn't say this, except at the moment my prime concern is Kit's happiness. And I think that should mean something to you, since you were so fond of her mother.
Well?
I think there's some trouble between Bill and Kit.
Do you?
That shouldn't be a shock to you. After all, you're on intimate terms with Mary Lane. You should know what's going on between Peggy Douglas and Bill.
That's a very crude thing to say, Ben. A very evil supposition.
Never mind that. I want to know...
I can assure you there's nothing going on, as you put it. Peggy isn't that sort of a girl.
All right, then. Let's put it this way. You should know what the situation is.
I don't know that there is any situation. And if I did, Ben, I can assure you that I wouldn't feel free to discuss the matter with you.
I see. In other words, Kit means nothing to you.
Kit's happiness means a great deal to me. But frankly, as you know, I've never felt that she would find it through this marriage with Bill. Because it's based on a foundation of deceit, dishonesty.
That's enough, David. I understand your allegiance now. I can see you're trying to protect Peggy Douglas.
Peggy doesn't need any protection. If you have any conception of her as a homebreaker, Ben, get it out of your head. It's because of Kit's welfare that I feel as I do. It's because of her welfare, in my opinion, that she and Bill should get a divorce before there are any children.
Kit's been happy with Bill, and I'm going to see to it that she continues to be happy.
I'm afraid, Ben, you're quite wrong. On one count, at least. There are certain things even you can't control. You were a little late in telling your daughter about her background. And Kit is already expecting a child. That's why she's leaving Wakefield. That's a secret she wants to keep. A secret that could very well change the course of your life, Ben, if it were known. If, for instance, Jesse Ward knew about it.